The Brett Chappell Show, Pisgah football talk with voice of the Bears, Chad Upton, and Pisgah Bears head coach, Brett Chappell, live from the Jukebox Junction on 276 at the stoplight in Bethel. Join us every Saturday morning, brought to you by Southeastern Sports Medicine, Plus Linens and Uniform Service, Hometown Hardware, and the Freeman Agency, Erie Insurance. The Brett Chappell Show on AM 920 and WPTLRadio.net.
Live from the Jukebox Restaurant here in Bethel, North Carolina, it's the Brett Chappell Show along with head coach Brett Chappell. This is Chad Upton. Black Bears last night, a winner against Hayesville. Had to go out there the first time that I ever remember. Do you ever remember us playing Hayesville? The first time Dad says we've ever played them, but out there anyway. We had a game last year, of course, 1-1, but first time we've been out there. A beautiful place to play, but Pisgah got off to a kind of a slow start. I think Coach will be able to talk a little bit about that. Kind of a slow start, but really turned things around and had an outstanding third quarter, I thought. And there were a lot of great things that happened, too, last night in terms of the offense. I was really impressed with Trevor Johnson again and the way he's running in the front seven, really, to me, defensively on the other side. Did a great job of bottling everything up last night. But, Coach, good morning. Tell me your first thoughts about getting out of there with that win last night and moving to 2-2.
You know, the big thing for us is just what you said, moving to 2-2 and getting a win. You know, sometimes you'll coach a whole season and you'll fight and scratch for every win you get. And, you know, right now it seems like that's what we're doing. So, you know, glad to get out of there with a win. Certainly didn't come out the way we wanted to. Thought we made not really any adjustments at halftime. Just thought we'd come out with a little more sense of urgency than we did in the first half. And I thought you saw a really good third quarter offensively from us. Defensively, I thought we were pretty sound, you know, most of the night. You know, I'm looking at the stats right in front of me. We gave up 59 yards of rushing for the game, gave up 84 yards passing for the game. Thought the defense did a really good job other than one pass play.
Right.
And, you know, and we had the kid tackled, a couple of us did, and turned him loose. But for the most part on that side, I thought we did a pretty good job.
I was thinking about that last night, trying to figure out kind of, you know, we did get off to that kind of slow start. And, you know, there's a couple things I thought of. Number one, you're playing in a place you haven't played before. And I'm not making excuses for it, but just trying to understand it. You know, not having a chance to play there in the past, it's, you know, obviously a little bit different atmosphere. It feels a little smaller maybe and that kind of thing. It's a long road trip, too. I know you guys chartered to get out there, and that's almost a two-hour trip to get out there. It's a familiar trip for a lot of people, but a long way out there. But just kind of had a different feel to start with. You think that might have had something to do with that slow start?
You know, well, I think, and it's probably good to tell the fans this as well. I mean, you go through a situation where you have such a tough loss the week before.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned the long trip out there, a little bit different schedule.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I talked to our group about the travel this week, and then we got over there and we had a good a good trip over. I felt like it was a little bit different feeling in the warm-ups.
Yeah.
You know, I actually huddled them up two and three different times during warm-ups, and you know, there wasn't a sense of goofing off or anything like that, but there was a little bit more looseness than what I had seen with our bunch. And, you know, and I told them, you know, on those all three occasions, I said, you know, if this is how you can go, I said, but I'll go with you, you know, if you can warm up like this. And again, it wasn't nothing just way out of the ordinary, but there was just a different feel to the whole night, you know, especially at the beginning of it. And, you know, you got to make sure you stay focused and you go through that regular routine of getting yourself ready. And, you know, I think that showed in the first half for us last night.
Well, you go first, you know, really the whole game, and we'll talk about both sides as we go through time here, but really I was just really impressed with what your front seven were able to do, and you know, bringing Trevor off the edge too in there. But there's just nothing between the tackles last night, I thought. And I thought they had, you know, that big kid, Josh something, I can't remember his last name now, but big kid, good-looking kid, that they were running a tailback, you know, spun a lot and try to get elusive there. But you guys really bottled things up defensively, and they really wanted to run the football. I think they felt like they had to run the football to be effective offensively. But you guys did a great job and had a good game plan there for sure.
You know, and like I said, I was sitting here looking at the stats. They had zero rushing yards in the first half and came back and got 59 yards in the second half, and it was almost opposite because they had 84 yards passing in the first half and zero in the second half. So, you know, like I said, I thought our defense did a good job keeping us in the game. There were some drives that were extended, you know, on some good plays by them, and you know, those are going to happen. I think they had 8 first downs total for the ball game. Quite a few turnovers last night on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sitting here looking at theirs, and They had 6 fumbles and lost 4. I think we had 3 fumbles and lost 3, plus we had an interception. They had an interception. So, you know, just a lot of just a different feel to that ball game last night than what certainly what we're accustomed to.
Certainly there's always, you know, different things that you think about. I know one of the things that was we considered last night, or considered this week, maybe not as much last night, was you know, sort of how the officiating would sort of play out and that kind of thing. But, you know, I thought that a lot of the calls that went out there really went against Hayesville a couple times. And I'll tell you one play in particular. I thought there was a kind of a slow whistle, and we were able to get a fumble out of it. But, you know, that wasn't a factor at all. I mean, as far as, you know, the imbalance there, if anything, maybe the Hayesville folks could say that. But, you know, I thought the officiating was balanced and fair in a lot of ways, and kind of went against the grain of what you had heard in the past, maybe.
You know, the biggest thing that I took away from it, you know, met with the officials there at the beginning. I worked with only maybe 2 of those guys.
Yeah.
And just thought it was a really good group of officials. Mm-hmm. You know, I even spent some time last night and emailed their booking agent, Curtis Lambert, from over in Silva, and actually bragged on them. Mm-hmm. I said, you know, that was a really good crew last night. I thought they were very professional.
Yeah.
You know, there was quite a few flags that were thrown on both sides, but I think they were, you know, for the most part, all warranted, and they did a good job helping us. And it was a concern. I had mentioned that to our kids before. You know, I know there had been some, you know,
sure,
issues with obviously Pisgah going,
sure,
over that direction, but me as well. You know, I've had some of my own issues, right, you know, coming from East Henderson and all of those things. Thought it was a very good crew. You know, I thought there was some, you know, some times that those guys did a really good job getting me information so we could get our kids off the field, or let me know who the problems were. And there wasn't many big ones, you know, obviously, but I just thought that crew did a pretty good job.
They did do a good job. When was the last time you saw an aid in the runner call? I didn't even know what that was. When I saw that, I thought sideline warning. And then they started moving. I thought, well, was there a penalty before? I hadn't seen that. And I think I just haven't seen it in my lifetime.
2008, you know, you're asking that. 2008, we were in the 4th round of the playoffs. And Coach Peck, who coached linebackers for me, was playing for me then at East Henderson. And we ran a fake punt, and he actually caught it and took off and got the first down, and got called for aiding the runner. And what is ironic about this story is, even though we were down at East Lincoln in the 4th round, you have a different set of officials,
right,
that don't work out of the area.
Right.
It was the Smoky Mountain Conference officials. So that's twice.
That must be something they've talked
that's
about.
That's twice I've seen that one from that agency. But anyways, you know, again, just glad to get out of there with a win last night.
Absolutely. Back in a moment. This is the Brett Chappell Show on WPTO.
Summer on sale. There's plenty of outdoor weather left, but Hometown Hardware is clearing out all their summer stuff now. Lawn mowers, garden tractors, tillers, weed eaters, all reduced. Financing available through Champion Credit to make buying those larger items easy. Lawn and porch furniture, solid wood rockers, grills, and smokers on sale. Act now at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill.
Plus Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier. With floor mats to keep winter slush in check, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
Back live this morning at the Brett Chappell Show. Again, we talked about defense, and I thought that they did a great job, especially up front, really all night long. You know, offensively off to a slow start. You know, had some trouble getting things going, and I know you'll talk a little bit about that. But you know, at the end of the day, Trevor Johnson, Daniel Van Varenberg, and Michael Parrott, you know, your guys in the backfield had solid games, especially that third quarter. And your guys up front that, you know, all of us failed to really do a good job of in broadcasting in terms of talking about what they do to make things happen on offense, had a good solid night, especially in that third quarter. Talk about your thoughts on offense.
You know, I felt like we put in a good game plan. We'd done some things differently for Lucas, and to get him an opportunity to run the ball again. First play from scrimmage, he goes for 9 yards. You know, the second play from scrimmage, we go 8 yards. And we're clipping right down the field. and then we have a fumble.
Yeah.
You know, so you give it up, and defense gets a stop, and we go again on offense, and we get down there on their side of the 50 again. So the first drive, we're on their side of the 50 and fumble. The second drive, we're on their side of the 50 and fumble again. The third series, we're on their side of the 50 and throw an interception. So, you know, we just shot ourselves in the foot, and we were moving the football. You know, I felt like if have we taken those scores on in, or those drives on in and scored, you know, it might have been a totally different feel to the game. But, you know, that's a great job on them. You know, the one thing I told our kids as we prepared during the week, guys, when you play against teams from the Smoky Mountain Conference, it doesn't matter who it is. They will play you hard. They may not have 25 kids, but they'll play you hard and they'll play you to the end. They had a number 50 that was as good as any lineman I've seen all year.
Tall kid.
And he created havoc for us all night long on both sides of the football.
Do you, when you go back and you think about them, I mean, I thought at halftime that they felt like, and I said this to these guys before we got started today, that they had a really kind of a weird situation where their field house was right underneath the press box. We could hear them. And at halftime, as I stepped out for just a second of the broadcast and came back in, and I will tell you that they firmly believed that they could win the football game at halftime. And when they came out, you could hear that from them. But you guys, I mean, and I've said this, and Chuck has said this over and over again, I think both you and Coach Presley in Pisgah's past has always done a great job of being able to have enough time to diagnose what's going on at halftime, and you guys discuss it with your coaches and then come out with something that will work. But there were, and you said you didn't make a lot of adjustments at the half, but there was something there because the first two drives, which were long drives, you did exactly what you needed to do. You chewed up clock and you put it away. What did you guys talk about at halftime?
You know, the biggest thing was pulling the starters to the side, and I had a chance to talk to them. I was actually a little disappointed that we had a 20-minute halftime when the officials came to me. You know, it was a little bit longer than usual, but as I got down there, I was glad we got it, and I got a chance to talk to our starters, and then both our staffs on offense and defensive side got about 5 minutes apiece to make a few adjustments. I know we changed some things on the blocking schemes up front a little bit to help us out, and then I got to address the kids that weren't playing a whole lot right now, and I think that's what people don't realize, too. Everybody on that team has a job, you know, whether it's the support cast that's on the sideline or the team that's on the field playing. But they're all involved in the ride over and the preparation.
Sure.
All of those things, and I think we lost sight of that last night. And I think that a lot of that falls on me, you know, obviously. I think as I look back on it, you know, there certainly wasn't anything I would have changed practice-wise. I thought we had a good week of practice. But, you know, being able to recognize that thing, I think, is part of my job. And I saw that. You know, I saw that in the pregame. But our seniors have got to do a better job of stepping up and making sure our younger kids know what's going on, and they can't be involved in it. You know, like I said, I think it's certainly a growing process for us, not only as a team, but especially as our senior bunch.
Yeah, as far as Lucas Hall goes and his quarterback play, I thought you guys were able to find a way to get him some shorter throws. I remember the quick hitters in the second half there. I remember one particularly to Trey, just some quick hitters to get him a little bit of confidence, a little bit of rhythm, and was able to pick them apart a little bit and move the football down the field too. Is that something you guys talked about the half there?
You know, it was some things that we saw in the first half that we knew we needed to come back to. Obviously, a couple of short passes. We had at least one, two, three. We had four long balls that were in our receiver's hands and came out.
Yeah.
You know, that could have been either long gains or even touchdowns. And you know, it just had that feel that we just weren't right on with everybody. But, you know, I thought, you know, you mentioned the defense, and I thought Colton Shuler had a good game.
Yes, he did.
And Garrett Jones had a good game.
Yes, he did.
And I thought that both of those linebackers are still playing well. You mentioned the backs running. I thought they've been solid for us. And the front, the offensive front. I don't know how much, you know, our people are actually watching the front and everything we're getting. People are just bringing the house at us.
They are.
You know, on the offensive side and blitzing, you know, seven people and sometimes even eight people and, you know, locking up man. And when they do that, you've got to be able to take a shot. You've got to be able to try to stretch them. And I thought Lucas did a pretty good job on his long balls. Thought he had some nice tosses that our receivers have got to go make better plays.
Yeah.
You know, I thought they did a pretty good job on the short stuff. But, you know, our receivers struggled a little bit on the deep ball.
Yeah.
And like I said, we got to do a little bit better job with that.
And on any other night, a lot of those guys, you think about Trey and and Cole and him, and I mean Joseph. I mean, most of the time, those are going to be catches. I think you're right. I think it was just the hair off of making those plays last night. But I want to go to the other side of the ball, and you know, we always, it seems like in the preseason, talk about the secondary and how good we're going to be out there. But I thought in the second half they did a terrific job getting the hands on football, not trying to make, you know, spectacular picks or anything like that, but just getting the ball away from receivers to keep them from catching. You know, defensive backs last night played well, particularly in the second half, I thought.
You know, we tightened up a little bit on our coverage stuff, especially at that safety position. We were playing a little bit deep and, you know, tightened that up and took some things away from them and kind of made them throw or kind of made them run the ball. And, you know, if we're able to do that with teams, and that's certainly an advantage for us, at least on the defensive side right now. I feel like we're really solid, you know, in between the tackles.
You're
going to have some counters and you're going to have some misdirections that's going to pop every once in a while. But for the most part, those front guys are playing really well and keeping our backers clean, you know, letting those guys play. And then, you know, Trevor and Isaiah are giving us pretty good support on the outside and, you know, making some good plays. I mean, I know you saw Trevor in the backfield quite a bit. Thought Isaiah had some plays that were good in the backfield last night as well.
Christian Jones, extra points last night. He was one of two. The second one is actually even better looking than the first one. He pushed a little bit to the right, but trying to get some things going and being able to have somebody that can kick the football for you now.
You know, we obviously, you know, going through what we did with the Irwin game, and, you know, it's not a surprise. You know, we knew the struggles we had coming in with our kicking game, obviously losing Nathan last year.
Yeah.
And how important that part of your game is. You know, and we worked this past week on, you know, not lining up at two-point conversions and just going after and just giving, you know, giving some of our young kids a chance. And, you know, went one for two. You know, Carlos, our kicker for their JVs on Thursday night, you know, he made all three of his. He was three for three. Had a good night there. You know, JV's got another win, and those guys move on to 2-0. So, you know, feel like we got some good young kids that are coming along. We're just not there yet.
That's confidence too. And it's hard to simulate that in practice for a kicker that hasn't done it before. You go out there with a tee and somebody holding nobody else around maybe as much. That's one thing. But when you're getting and you're looking out of the corner of your eyes and seeing people coming at you, that changes things for you. And I guess that's what's the biggest thing between, you know, having a kicker that, you know, can do it in practice and then one that can do it in a football game.
You know, and I felt like we knew what we had to do last night on all facets of the game. I thought we had a good game plan together. And, you know, those three turnovers to start the game, which we haven't had. You know, we haven't had the fumbles. And, you know, as a coach, at some point you're going to have them.
Yeah.
You know, luckily for us, we had them and still was able to come away with a win. So, you know, that's a positive from it. You know, again, talked about the JVs and the good win on Thursday night with those guys. And, you know, those guys move on to 2-0. Wanted to mention Tanner Lanning's name. Tanner had surgery Thursday on ACL and got repaired up. So, you know, he'll be on his road to recovery. I got another JV, Tyler Penland, that's got surgery coming up next week. So, you know, you always want to mention these kids because they've been a part of your program and done a good job for you. And, you know, you hate that they've had these injuries. But we're getting them taken care of right now. And the other good thing out of last night, we came out of there with no injuries. You know, those were the two biggest things for us in this game going into open week was obviously getting a win and coming out with no injuries. So
there was some concern about Drake Kirkpatrick.
Took a helmet to the shin. You know, we thought it was a knee when he first went down. And took a helmet to the shin, and I think he'll be okay. He walked last night as we were getting back in the field house and getting stuff cleaned up. And I think he was going to get some more ice on him, but we'll reevaluate him on Monday, you know. Trevor's nursing a little bit of a wrist right now, so we've got to get him looked at as well. I know you've seen some heavy tape on that right wrist of his, and you know, that's another concern for us. Just looking, we do get Jesse Martinez back. He has been cleared, you know, from the doctor. I know people have been watching. We've been just doing some kicking with him, but he's been cleared to go. So it'll be good to get him back on Monday and give us another back that can go back there and rest Trevor and him and Daniel Van Barenberg. And you know, Michael had some carries, you know, from the tailback position last night were really good. So, you know, again, we're continuing to add some things on offense, but, you know, it's a process. You know, I know I've mentioned that over and over, but we want to have everything we can get together as we go into this conference. We got 2 weeks before we go to Flat Rock, and then we'll see what we got for our conferences.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
This is Dr. Richard Jones with Southeastern Sports Medicine. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 12 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our full-service orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians and offers a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine is proud to support Pisgah High School athletics. For more information about our services, visit secsportsmed.com.
Southeastern Sports Medicine. Keep moving, stay strong. For a better price and better insurance coverage, call Sam Freeman and Pisgah graduate Samuel Freeman at the Freeman Agency. They bring you Erie Insurance for solid coverage and low rates. Erie Insurance with coverage for auto, home, business, and life. Sample Freeman Agency service at 1656 South Main Street, close to Walmart in Waynesville. Or talk with Sam or Samuel at 246-0546 about Erie Insurance for your everyday needs.
Getting a really good haircut is no easy matter, especially for women and children. Try Pisgah Family Barbershop in Canton. You'll be pleased from the first visit, as Pisgah Family Barbershop welcomes men, women, and children, and they've been my family's barber for over 30 years. Go see Ken Warren and Amy Hall, where there's comfort in every cut that will keep you coming back. Pisgah Family Barbershop, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 until 5, on Main Street near Sid's Restaurant in downtown Canton. Back live with the Brett Chappell Show this morning, and certainly talked a lot about a lot of things. But you know, one of the things that occurred to me, in preparation, and I noticed this last night. I was, after the game, and players are off on the side, and they were doing their thing. All the coaches are there. I noticed that everybody was sitting around. All your coaches were sitting around on the field there at the 50-yard line, and you guys were already working on next week. And I said that, and you got 2 weeks before you go to East, and obviously there are subplots there, for sure. But you're already working on those things. Do you have conversation on this long trip back with the kids then, or is it just you guys? How does that typically work on these long trips? This time of year, even in November, when you really have a lot of long trips.
Usually, it's more so the coaching staff. When we get together after the game, our coaches have done a good job of kind of reflecting back before we get to film and watching it and seeing. I guess more or less just picking each other's brain on some things that we saw, things that we felt like we need to work on. Sometimes when you don't do that, you wait till a Monday, you seem to forget some of the things that you thought might be a concern. Even I got back last night and got the film burnt, and I ended up watching it. I stayed there at Field House and watched it all the way through last night and felt a little bit better after I watched the film than what I did after the game. Like I said, those first three drives, for us offensively, we're going really well. I had forgotten and got caught up, I guess, in the non-easy feeling of possibly losing the ball game. That we were doing some really good things offensively. Obviously the turnovers got us, but still felt like we had a good game plan. Lucas, we got him back involved in the running game.
Yeah.
I mean, we had 213 yards rushing.
Yeah, Lucas had 14 carries for 59. Trevor, 10 carries for 6. This is what I had, and I think yours might be close. And Daniel had 10 carries for 55, so it's really balanced there. And you mentioned something a minute ago that I think is a huge deal that we haven't talked much about yet. But Jesse Martinez was a huge part of the offense last year, and he hadn't been healthy yet.
Yeah.
Getting him back involved with the other weapons you've got on the edges too offensively, this is going to give you another dynamic and something for some other coach to have to plan for. I think that really is going to make a big difference.
We really sat down as a staff and decided we wanted to hold him out another week. He got released, could have played everywhere last night other than just kick, but just felt like it was the best decision for us to hold him out one more week. We had the open week to make sure he was healed up, because as we go into this conference, with especially what offensive stuff we're running now, we're going to take a little bit of a pounding in the backfield. We're asking our tailbacks to have some more, heavy carries and things of that nature. So we've got to have more than just one that's back there carrying it because of the pounding and stuff. And obviously Trevor starting on defense as well.
Absolutely. One of the things you start looking at and you start thinking about, you're evaluating your team and where they are in terms of the progression as the year goes. Have you had a chance to think a little bit about where this conference is right now? I think that, we talked a little bit last night. It feels a little bit watered down. Franklin's going to be Franklin. I think West might be pretty decent. They got that win last night against North Bunk, and we're going to have to think about it at some point. And then you've got that, two or three or four teams there at the bottom that just aren't having any success at all. what are your thoughts on where the conference is right now and what you've been able to pay attention to, I guess?
You know, obviously the first thing that concerns me is going to Flat Rock.
Sure.
You know, the first conference game for us, you know, me going back there, there's still enough of those kids there that played, you know, when I was coaching. So, I mean, I can tell you they'll come out and they'll play hard and they'll be fired up just like what they were last year. You know, the big key for us will be, can we get out up front, you know, early in the game and get a lead and, you know, see if they can sustain some of that energy. So that's a huge concern for us. And, you know, beyond that, I'm not even looking past, you know, those guys as far as the season goes. You know, you mentioned, you know, everybody's record. You know, West had a good win against North Buncombe. Guys, they were up 35-7 at halftime. And had played really well. And West is a very good football team. You know, we saw that last year with their JVs. And JVs were, I think, one loss they had. We had to go to overtime with them and ended up losing in overtime. So, you know, they've got some things that are going good for them right now. You know, obviously we know Franklin still undefeated right now as they move forward. You know, beat Swain last night, a team that we got to scrimmage against. And, you know, that'll be coming up. And Tuscola was open, so we'll see how they fare this coming week with the game that they have. And, you know, there's still so many question marks. And for us, you know, there's so many question marks for us. Will we come out and, you know, have that sense of urgency that we had against Inca and Irwin? Or will we come out flat again? And, you know, a lot will be told about our team in the next 2 weeks as we get, you know, have that open weekend to prepare for East Henderson. You know, I already got film on them. I've called some favors in. You know, I already got 2 game films on those guys. So we've got stuff to work on. Obviously this week that will help us out as we get ready for those guys in 2 weeks.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTO.
Plus, linen and uniform service makes business life easier. With floor mats to keep winter slush in check, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
Summer on sale. There's plenty of outdoor weather left, but Hometown Hardware is clearing out all their summer stuff now. Lawn mowers, garden tractors, tillers, weed eaters, all reduced. Financing available through Champion Credit to make buying those larger items easy. Lawn and porch furniture, solid wood rockers, grills, and smokers on sale. Act now at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill.
Back live, Jukebox Junction, Brett Chappell Show. Can't help but consider the fact that in 2 weeks we'll go to East Flat Rock, a place that you called home and had a tremendous amount of success in your career. The first time for you as a head coach that you'll go back over there to play against the team that you coached. Certainly, you know, everybody knows that, including their people and our people too. Tell me about your thoughts right now on that.
You know, it'll be a different feeling. You know, we took the JVs there last year. But it's different taking a varsity team on a Friday night, you know, going back over there and being, you know, obviously on the other sidelines and seeing some familiar faces with, you know, community members that were, you know, very good to me and helped support our program there and helped do some really good things, you know, build a brand new field house, you know, during that time, 7,000 square feet field house off of, you know, a lot of community support, you know, during that span. And, you know, we did some really good things there and have some really good feelings about how things went there for us, you know, as a coaching staff. And, you know, excited to go back there, you know, hopefully as a community and as a fan base. I hope we travel well.
Yeah.
I hope we take a good crowd there to that game. You know, it means a lot to me, you know, to
sure.
go back there and to have a good showing and, you know, to show the people there that got good support where I'm at and, you know, well taken care of and those things. And, you know, and I hope our kids go out and play. You know, I mentioned that to our seniors last night. You know, it's a big game for me. And
absolutely.
I don't ever like to say that it's, you know, putting myself before the team, and I'm certainly not doing that.
Right.
But, you know, it was like David when he played Inca.
Absolutely.
You know, that was a big game for David, you know, as they played. And David would even tell you, you know, that was a game that he was probably a lot more nervous for than anything because of, you know, that's where he came from. And me in the same breath, you know, me in the same breath as far as going back there. So, you know, I'm excited about having 2 weeks to prepare. I think our seniors hopefully understanding. I know you and I were talking about it while we were off the air right there. We got 7 games left, you know, seniors. It's already winding down. You're almost halfway done. You know, make sure we're doing everything we can do to prepare to get a win.
Real quick, if you just step back a second, I guess, and take a look at where you are and you think about this, it's a progression down the line. And you have thoughts about where you expect things to be at each moment in that progression down the season. How does that feel to you right now after 4 in?
You know, obviously you start at the beginning. You start with the first game, and just felt like we fell flat on our face. That's probably the easiest way that I can say it. Mm-hmm. Second game at Inca, you know, thought we changed some things to help our team out. Thought we played much better. The Irwin game, I thought we played even better than that. Last night, I felt like we didn't move forward. You know, I felt like had we not had those turnovers, really, I thought things would have gone, you know, more so in our favor. Early on, and may have, you know, changed the outcome of the game and being, you know, a bigger score than what it was. But, you know, just we've got so much more improvement that we can do. We got some good things going on. You know, I noticed a couple of things last night as I went back and watched the film. Started seeing some pancake blocks from our lineman, Jacob Boyd. I saw him. Michael Parrott, unbelievable blocker for us out of the backfield right now. And I mean, really blocking to the end of the whistle. I mean, I saw him in big number 50, you know, going at it long after the play had gone by them. I think you just had two kids that were really, you know, getting after each other. And that's good to see. Our team will feed off stuff like that.
Sure.
Trevor, you know, playing on defense and flying around like he does. And, you know, those are things that we've got to be, you know, we've got to be more involved with. Our kids got to be able to feed off of that, like I said, and have that excitement that, you know, and it felt flat last night. I think we can all agree, you know, even as a fan base, it kind of felt flat. But what a facility.
Absolutely. I don't know that I've seen a more beautiful setting. We're talking about this. I thought the field was beautiful from the press box. You guys maybe not have that. But the mountains, the range in the background, and really nothing else to see but the field and the mountains. It was as pretty a place as I've ever been.
21 years it had been since I had been in that stadium as a player at Rosman. And it had changed so much. But, you know, I told Michael Cottrell, the basketball coach, who's also the AD, I said, unbelievable the facility you guys have here. I mean, y'all have done such a good job. People in that area there understand the importance of taking care of their kids.
Yeah.
And I think you see that here in our community as well. And you got the same type kids and the same type community.
And, you know, I mentioned you asked about the press box. Press box was really, it's kind of a strange setup. But the other thing, too, was the way we were treated over there, too. You know, we felt welcome and accommodated. I didn't know even Zeke said that they went out of their way to help him get where he needed to be last night. But, yeah, it was a great place to play, and I'm glad we've added them to their schedule, to our schedule, and hopefully we'll be able to continue to do that for a while. Listen, I want to mention this real quick. Broyhill Children's Home continues to have a flea market there at the Black Bear Cafe. That's a benefit for Broyhill. That flea market will be continuing all the way through 7 o'clock this evening. So if you get a chance today, stop by there. It's on Pisgah Drive just down from our station. If you don't know where that is, and most of you do, of course. Again, next week is the bye week. We'll be off 2 weeks from last night. We'll be at East Henderson. Again, 6:30 our airtime, 7:30 kickoff there. And again, next Saturday morning, we will have the Brett Chappell Show right here from the Jukebox. And again, the following Saturday at 8 a.m. as well. So for Brett Chappell, this is Chad Upton and Frank Bird. Flea market's next. So long, everybody.